Airports nationwide are being encouraged to speed up background checks on airport workers after the federal indictment of 69 people in Salt Lake City yesterday. All 69 worked at Salt Lake International Airport, and all held top security clearances that gave them access to airplanes, ramps, runways, and other sensitive areas. The workers are accused of getting their jobs and access with false information. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Salt Lake City hosts the Winter Olympics in 2 months, and city officials say they're determined to make Salt Lake International the most secure airport in the country. So they were alarmed when federal investigators found bogus Social Security numbers, falsified immigration documents, and undisclosed criminal histories in the records of close to 300 airport workers. 69 of those workers had high-level security clearances and were indicted for making false statements. The rest were fired, and most are illegal immigrants who will be deported, says Paul Warner, the U.S. Attorney for Utah.
I have no reason to believe that any of these individuals were planning or participating in any terrorism-related activity. I think most of them legitimately wanted to work, but they misrepresented, they lied, they did things that make it impossible for us to identify who they really are, what their backgrounds are, and subject themselves to being easily extorted or blackmailed or coerced to do things because of their criminal activity.
The workers staffed security checkpoints, cleaned airplanes and ramps, loaded cargo, luggage, and food, refueled and maintained planes, and worked on construction projects. All that gave them access to sensitive areas. Utah Public Safety Commissioner Robert Flowers says the firings and indictments should concern airport operators and employers across the country.
We have to pay attention to these kinds of things. We have to look at our secured environments. This is just, a snowball that just got kicked off the top of a hill. I anticipate that this will also be the impetus for many investigations in other airports nationally.
Federal officials say similar investigations are planned or underway at targeted airports, but they decline to be specific. Last week, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered airports and airlines to conduct criminal background checks on every worker with access to secured areas. The airports and airlines have a year to comply. But the Salt Lake City experience is a sign they can and should move more quickly, says Todd Zinser, Deputy Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This operation here did this in just a matter of weeks. And we think all airport operators and aircraft operators across the country ought to be doing the same thing to make sure that the airports across the country are as safe and secure as they can be.
The Salt Lake City review involved 9,000 workers. The FAA has said as many as 1 million background checks are necessary nationwide. U.S. Attorney Paul Warner says most of the indicted or fired Salt Lake City workers are from Central and South America and took jobs employers have a hard time filling.
Some of these service jobs are not the highest paying jobs in the world. It's difficult to find people to take them. Many of the employers, I'm sure, were less than vigilant in terms of their background checks and the things they did. That will no longer be tolerated.
In fact, Warner says the government may prosecute airport employers if they hire the wrong people, fail to check them thoroughly, and give them access to secure areas. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.